Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to the NutriMedical Report. We have Harley Schlanger here, and Harley is going to give us a tremendously important monologue of connecting all these dots of what the warmongers are trying to start in Syria, Iran, and Russia. Harley, let's go.
Yeah, I think it's really important that people understand there's a continuity behind what otherwise seem like a whole series of crazy random events. So let's start with where it really started, which was the election of Donald Trump. This caused an insane reaction from an establishment which thought there was no problem with Hillary being the next president. And they knew that Trump, not that he was erratic or controlled by Putin or any of these things, they knew that he had a commitment to break with the policies of Bush and Obama, in particular with Russia and China. And this they wanted to stop from the beginning. So where did the operation come from? In 2015, it came from GCHQ, the British cyber warfare operation of MI6, which came to the FBI and to John Brennan, the CIA director, and said, we have evidence Russia is going to interfere in your election. What was the evidence? They've never presented a shred of evidence. They said that Russia is going to try and elect Trump. In the summer of 2016, once Trump won the Republican nomination, they escalated. Why did he win the Republican nomination? Because he told the American people, no more regime change wars, no more bailouts of the too big to fail banks, no more free trade agreements. They didn't want that. They tried to stop him using this dossier drafted by an MI6, a British MI6 operative, Christopher Steele.
Right.
When Trump won, what did they do? They tried to get him on this charge that he was conspiring or colluding with Putin. We've now had, from the summer of 2016 to now, almost 2 years of investigations by the FBI, the CIA, the NSA. What have they turned up? Diddly squat. Nothing. Actually, what they've turned up is proof that he didn't collude. So, given that circumstance, Trump felt strong that he could talk to Putin. He could work things out with Xi Jinping. He could break with this policy agreement of the Bush and Obama period. And so what happens? In the last 3-4 weeks, you have the so-called Skripal affair, the poisoning of a former Russian intelligence operative and his daughter, which we were told was a slam dunk evidence that the Russians did it. And when Theresa May and Boris Johnson, the Prime Minister and the Foreign Minister of the United Kingdom, came forward and said, our intelligence experts in chemical weapons tell us the Russians did it. Those experts came out and said, we have no evidence that the Russians did it. We don't know the origin.
Yeah, that's from reporting down to themselves, right? Please continue.
Yeah, because what that showed is that May and Johnson were lying to turn the Trump administration and Europe against Russia further.
Right.
Now, when that broke down, what did Trump do? Trump came out and said, we're going to pull out of Syria. We've accomplished our objective, which was to degrade ISIS and Al-Qaeda. And how was that done? It was done largely through the Russians working with the Syrians with some coordination with the U.S., even though some elements of U.S. intelligence were still supporting the terrorists. But Trump said, we're getting out of Syria. So what's the next thing that happens? You have another false flag chemical weapons attack in East Ghouta. And who is presenting the evidence on this? It comes from a group called the White Helmets, which is about three or four people who are a non-governmental organization. They're Syrian refugees living in England, financed by MI6 and the U.S. National Endowment for Democracy, which is a Soros State Department operation.
Right.
Do they have any evidence? No, they have no evidence. But they say, we know it was Assad.
Oh, boy.
Then the Russians and the Syrians said, we want the OPCW, the chemical warfare experts, to come in and look at the area here. And yet the British, the French, and Nikki Haley, the U.S. ambassador to the U.N., said at the U.N. Security Council, the Russians and the Syrians won't let the experts come in. The Russians sent Russian police into the area to make sure it would be safe for the OPCW to come in. Secondly, there are Russians there because they figure that if there are Russians present, the French and the British and the U.S. won't shoot into that area and destroy the evidence. So they're doing everything they can to make sure that there's no rush to judgment. Now, in the midst of this, you had a mistranslation of a statement by the Russian ambassador to Lebanon, who made the comment that the Russian chief of staff, Gerasimov, said that if Russians are hurt or targeted by an attack, then Russia will respond and knock the missiles down. So what the media, the Arab media said, is the Russians said they're going to shoot down the American missiles and the American ships. So that was communicated to Trump, or fake news. Trump got a fake news report. And then he said, well, Russia, they are coming, our new bright, shiny missiles, our smart missiles.
Right.
Now, after he made that, someone told him, look, that was a misquote. So Trump changed it a little bit. He said, why do we have problems with Russia? We want to work with them. We want to help them. And then his third tweet that same day was, the reason we have trouble with Russia is Russiagate, is the attack on Russia from the Democrats and Mueller.
Right.
Now, what happens after Trump says that? The Southern District of New York U.S. attorney raids the office, the home, and the hotel of Michael Cohen, Trump's personal attorney, seizing records, documents, computers, everything, based on Mueller's recommendation. What the hell does that have to do with Trump-Putin collusion to steal an election? So you can see that each one of these things, and by the way, the whole Mueller investigation goes back to the original Christopher Steele dossier and the British-led attack on Trump. So what's going on here? It's all one piece. It's an establishment that's collapsing. Their financial system's collapsing. They're losing allies. They're losing elections. And so they're going all out to create a circumstance where there will either be war or a build-up to war to try and bluff the Russians into backing down. Now, that's why we're on the verge of what looks like it could be a confrontation between the U.S. and Russia and Syria. I believe that General Mattis, the defense secretary, has told Trump, we have no evidence, we have no on-the-ground evidence of a Syrian government chemical attack.
Right.
We secondly have no strategy for what we're going to do if we get involved in a firefight in Syria. And so we've seen Trump back away from this original 24 to 48 hour deadline. Now, Bill, here's where the danger comes in.
Right.
We have three other operatives in this. One is Theresa May, who's in terrible shape. Her government's collapsed. She's still trying to do a wingding on Brexit. She's working with Tony Blair on that. Tony Blair, by the way, is saying we have to go in and teach Assad a lesson. But May is so weak that she's got to do something to show how strong she is. Number two, Macron, the Rothschild banker boy president of France. Macron is very weak right now. In fact, I was just talking to a friend in France who said Macron has more support in Berlin and in Brussels than he does in Paris. There's a rebellion against his economic reforms because they're not going to work. They're the IMF policy for France, and it's going to make more and more people poor. So what's he do? He says, we're going to go attack Syria whether you do or not. Now, the third factor is the Netanyahu-Israeli crazies who are itching for a war against Iran. So this is what we're seeing playing out in Syria right now.
Wow. Wow. Pretty serious stuff. I think if the wrong decision is made, the Russian ships are pulled back, the Russian people have been told to get their emergency supplies ready for World War III, things could get dicey. That was a very good monologue, and I posted up an article by Joel Skousen, which covers a lot of the same things. I have many other sources of references, including Genie Drilling Company, which is Dick Cheney, and Fox News' Murdoch and others are directly involved with drilling on the up in the Golan Heights. There's a lot of other parties involved. The pipeline literally north of Syria and south of it are already laid pipelines, which they're planning to pass through Syria and their major industrial city, which isn't Damascus. It's what's the other big city there in Syria?
Well, there are a few. You're talking
Aleppo. Aleppo. Yeah, they have actually laid out the pipeline. I've actually got the maps of the pipeline where they plan to carve off Syria. And the fact is, this is the PNAC document, and I don't know why Trump could at least temporarily get kind of snookered into the idea of starting another irredeemable war that'll drain our military even more, that's been drained down by Barack Obama, and just as it may start getting its feet under it, putting it in an unwinnable war against a major adversary that, if things go wrong, we could have a thermonuclear exchange. We're not just talking about having a bad day or a few Americans dying.
That's a danger. That's a danger, but I'll tell you, I don't think that's what Trump is going to do. Remember, 2 weeks ago, he said, we're pulling out of Syria.
Right.
His whole campaign was based on this idea that there's the civil war in Syria is not worth a single drop of American blood or a single taxpayer dollar.
Right.
This is an intention that Trump has. Now, he's being hit by this British intelligence operation combined with this psychological profiling and psychological warfare being run by Mueller. Right. Mueller has no legal case, so what's he doing by going after Cohen and going with the Stormy Daniels case? He's trying to destroy Trump as a human being. He has right. no way of getting him for collusion or anything of the sort because it didn't happen. So his strategy is a scorched earth destruction of Trump and his family. And remember, Trump said that's the red line. Now, if Trump is able to take a moment and put together the chronology I gave you at the beginning of the Russiagate combined with the Skripal affair, the false flag chemical weapons scare in Ghouta, East Ghouta, and the attack on Cohn, what he can see is that this is what his enemies are trying to do. They're trying to rope him into a strategy which minimally will make him look insane.
Right.
More likely could lead us to a thermonuclear war.
Well, at the very least, if it's even a prolonged grumbly war in Russia and America, try not to get a thermonuclear exchange. It'll deplete our country financially. It'll deplete our military. And it probably will cause, eventually, the impeachment of the president for proceeding with war without full congressional support.
Because what did Trump say after his last talk with Putin? He said, we have to stop an arms race. So he's not unaware of these things. Now, you know, I'm not saying that he's doing these things intentionally to smoke out bad guys or anything of the sort, but What was Bolton's first act? This is interesting. Bolton fired this woman, Nadia Shalayev, I think is her name, who was McMaster's deputy, who's the one who drafted the U.S. Strategic policy doctrine, which was the one that said Russia and China are our major adversaries. So it's interesting, isn't it, that people who think Bolton's coming in to put us in wars actually fired the person who wrote a document which put the U.S. on a course toward a war with Russia and China. So I think there's
What's Bolton's statement? I haven't seen Bolton made a statement on this since he came into office, just literally a day or two after all this stuff hit the fan.
I think it's really interesting.
He hasn't.
But what I'm saying is he did do something, which is to fire a warmongering protege of McMaster.
Right.
So I think what we may be seeing is something operating on a higher level than anyone would know, because most Americans are in the bubble of the lying media and the lying politicians, and they don't know what's going on. I mean, look, here's an interesting point. After the Porton Downs report came out saying they had the British Chemical Weapons Lab saying they have no evidence to show that it was a Russian origin chemical agent used on the Skripals, that didn't really get reported in the United States. And Boris Johnson came out the day later and said they just confirmed what we said, which is a total blatant lie. Now, then what do they do? Yulia Skripal is out of the hospital. She's recovering. If this was really the chemical agent they said it was, she wouldn't recover. Now, but what are they going to do? They're going to put her in the witness protection program. So, in other words, so no one will be able to talk to her.
They'll try to silence her, is what you're saying.
Well, a silencer or a killer. When someone's in the witness protection program, you don't know what happens to them. So, you know, I think what we're seeing is blatant criminal activity from the British government, backed up by illegal, or not illegal, but immoral and lying reporting from the media, and governments going along with it because they're so weak and so fearful. Now, Trump is one of the few people who's not as weak as Macron, as May, as some of these others. But look, there are other interesting things. The likely next prime minister in Italy, Salvini from the Northern League, came out and said, we don't believe the British on Skripal. We don't believe there was a chemical weapons attack by Assad in Syria. And we want to get rid of sanctions against Russia.
Now,
this is the guy who might be the next prime minister. Orban of Hungary just won a smashing re-election victory. And what did he say? We don't like the EU as it is. It either has to reform or we're leaving. So we're seeing a political revolution internationally, and in the United States, all we're getting is Stormy Daniels and these kinds of completely absurd stories.
Wow. And, of course, all of this fits in with the narrative that the British are trying to maintain America. Just as America is about to pull out of Syria, they want them there, just like the PNAC documents, to do regime change.
Exactly.
And by the way, a war with Iran is not a minor war. Iran can strike not only Israel in the Middle East, they can strike anywhere in Europe. So if the Europeans decide to go to war with Iran, Iran can hit European cities. And we need to be realistic here that neither Europe nor North America has a very active, robust missile defense system. So if missiles start flying, whether they're carrying a chemical, biological, or nuclear warhead, there's going to be a lot of dead people. And people don't realize that the fire point at which something like this can happen could be a lot closer than we think.
No, it could be, and that's why our organization put out a statement 2 days ago saying it's a red alert mobilization to stop war. Enough is enough. The lying has to stop.
Well,
Trump should get rid of Mueller. The United States should stop listening to the British, and we should proceed with our own economic development policy.
The way he gets rid of Mueller is he appoints a new attorney general, and the new attorney general closes down the investigations and narrows its scope so it sticks to the primary tenants.
Or Rosenstein gets fired. And Rosenstein told some of his colleagues that he expects to be fired soon. In fact, I think he may have signed on to this raid of Cohen because he wants to get fired.
Man, it's unconstitutional. And here we have major attorneys that are like Dershowitz that says he shouldn't have done it. It's unconstitutional. Yeah. And yet, they're proceeding with this? This is insane, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell.
Welcome back, Harley. I'm really praying that Donald Trump's going to get, again, luckily his military brain is Mattis, who's going at this in a very measured way. I can't believe Nikki Haley. What a nutball she is, going off half-cocked, like his daughter last year, Ivanka, trying to get emotional over this, and accusing Assad without any evidence whatsoever. The only one over at Fox that makes sense is Tucker Carlson. He's getting tremendous negative press all over the place, thinking he's almost treasonous.
You know, the problem is that if you live in the United States right now, the media is so intent on making sure you have no connection to reality. Look what the two big stories are in the U.S. One is Zuckerberg and Facebook. Now, this has gotten so much coverage, and no one's raising the real issue, which is, why do we need this social media brainwashing? And then secondly, you have the Stormy Daniels case, the continuation of the anti-Trump stories. Supposedly a doorman at the Trump Hotel was saying that he had proof that Trump had an affair with a housemaid and had a child out of wedlock. And, you know, even the doorman's wife said, he's delusional, he's a drunk, I don't know why anyone would listen to him. Well, it was all over the news yesterday.
Yeah, I know, it's crazy, isn't it?
So, meanwhile, you have the Russians saying that they think they have evidence that shows that the British did this poisoning in Russia. No coverage.
Wow.
You have the people from Porton Down, which is the chemical warfare lab, coming out saying, we cannot confirm that this was Russian. And then Boris Johnson comes out and says, they confirmed it was Russia.
Now, Boris Johnson is another maniac, isn't he?
But wouldn't you think that honest media would come out and say, well, which is it? Did they say they can show it or not? And they could go back and look at their own tape of this guy, Aikenhead, I think is his name, who said, we cannot confirm the origin of this chemical agent. So then Boris Johnson said they did confirm. So who's lying? But does the media say Boris Johnson's lying? No, they say the British leadership has privately circulated documents proving that it was Russia.
But you couldn't get a mouse out of DOMA, let alone a videotape. And these white hats have been already known to actually stage dead bodies and do scenes and videos in the past where they've tried to say this. They're a fake humanitarian group. You've already given their ontogeny of this group. It's disgusting, isn't it?
Well, you know, I was at a meeting last night where a Russian official was talking about what it would take to bring Europe and Russia together. And the first person who stood up to answer him was a guy who was a former NATO official who said, look, the real problem is Russia's carrying out adventurous actions all over the world. And he went on and on. And the guy cut him off and said, how many Russian troops are on the U.S. border? How many naval bases do the Russians have right next to the U.S. border? And you know, this guy basically sat down and shut up. But had there not been someone who challenged that, you know, the line is that Putin is out to destroy Europe. This is the line that this NATO guy was saying, that Putin is trying to drive a wedge between European countries. And when I spoke, I said, Putin's not doing that. The European Union is doing it.
Right.
The Brussels bureaucracy is destroying a unified Europe, not Russia.
Well, people are so frustrated with Brussels. I've talked to Irish politicians who have been on the show a few years ago, and they said, look, 85% of regulations are passed by Brussels. They don't go through local elected officials. The government's basically like a giant European cage where national sovereignty means nothing.
Yeah. No, that's and see, this is what people are beginning to figure out about free trade agreements, about these kinds of so-called multilateral agreements, which are really unilateral, that once you give up your sovereignty, your country's going to go downhill. And that's what's been happening in the United States. And that's what Trump raised as an issue with the American people. That and the war policy. And
right.
I think if he sticks with that and doesn't allow himself to be bulldozed by these neocons and these war-loving armchair generals, as Tucker Carlson called them, then we can get out of this thing alive and get into some real serious negotiations with the Russians. There are things we have to talk about with them, like what are we going to do after the terrorists are done in Syria? Who's going to rebuild Syria? The Russians can't rebuild Syria. They don't have the funds. The Europeans could help. The Chinese are willing to help. So why don't we undertake a model program for doing that, bring the refugees back into Syria, where most of them would rather be, and you know, that would be the best way to do it, as opposed to launching a new war.
Yeah, I know. Right now, everything's backwards, isn't it?
Backwards, inside out, upside down, cockeyed. You know, you start to think you're living in Alice in Wonderland through the looking glass.
And you are.
Yeah. Well, as I was saying today, someone was asking me on another program, what do you think the biggest problem is? And I said, we don't have any statesmen. Statecraft is an art. It's an art based on understanding human beings and using creativity to find answers to problems that seem to be persistent. You have to go outside the box to do it. People are too afraid to do that. The ones who try to do that get killed or thrown out of office.
Don't you know why that is, though? They're too nice. It's like all the natural doctors that have been killed lately. You know the reason why Dr. Deagle is still talking and doing all the things? I'm not nice. If I think someone's coming here to threaten or kill me, I have all kinds of exotic weapons. I'll kill them so fast they won't know they ever had a skin or a pulse. So that's the reason why. And when I do get death threats, I counter with counter threats to scare the hell out of them. That's why they don't do it.
Well, LaRouche has survived to the age of 96 because he identifies who his enemies are and who are out to come and get him.
Yeah.
So if something happens to him, you know who it is.
Right. In fact, just doing that alone is the first order of defense, is to tell the whole truth and to lay out everything, including who's trying to attack you, so that those who disbelieve you would know that even if you're not dead yet, that if you do die, the whole truth will come out. And they don't want that. The worst thing, the most embarrassing thing for these globalists is to actually tell the truth about who's actually doing this evil.
They tend to kill the person before the truth comes out.
Right, but if the truth comes out first, it's very hard for them to kill him because, like Lyndon LaRouche, like me, I put out everything out front so they don't have any misgivings about, hey, if we kill this guy, everybody's going to believe him. And see, the powers that we have don't have total control of everybody, even their own shed, if you want to call it.
And
so a lot of the people that we call globalists aren't always on the same sheet of music, are they?
Now, LaRouche calls this factitious advantage. If you identify who's out to kill you, they have to think twice before they're going to do it because they don't want the suspicion to fall on them.
Right.
And I think the deeper point here is that when you know there are evil people in the world, you don't plot silently behind their backs. You openly expose them and expose what they do in the hopes that you'll generate among a larger segment of good people a desire to change things.
Right.
And that's what we've always done. We've put forward alternative solutions. We don't just go after the British. We identify the historic problem with the leadership of the United Kingdom, and we present an alternative based on the tradition of the American system. And that's the way you have to go after this thing. You can't just say, these guys are bad, let's get rid of them. What are you going to replace them with? What's your policy?
That's like, for example,
it's different from theirs.
That's why the Democrats are cheering Trump on to war, because They want this. They want Trump to just be another version of them. They don't care if it looks right or left, as long as whatever their goals are accomplished, don't they?
They want him to be the Hillary Clinton in drag.
Exactly. Oh, no. Imagine Trump in drag. Ugh. Spare us. Spare us.
Most.
And welcome back, and we're here to discuss things. In the third hour, we're going to talk about this further. I've got a number of articles that I'm going to be posting up on many different aspects of this. I want to read off part of a report from Joel Skousen, but it's repeated by other people, such as Tucker Carlson and his reports on TV. The falsified chemical attack, basically, it needs to be responded to. I'm hoping that Trump will come out after Mattis does his investigations and say, look, this is a big mistake. We need to deal with the fact that there are terrorist groups inside Syria that we have supported that, in fact, put out this, like the White Hats, are supported by the United States government, by Europe, by Britain, and that they are actually trying to promulgate a situation where we'll do regime change. Regime change is not a minor thing. One of the things that could happen is the prophetic destruction of Damascus, which is the longest living continuous city on earth. And the city of Damascus being destroyed is a prophetic warning that the end is coming, not only just the end in terms of the end of the age, but the end of a great deal of humanity, where, in fact, people don't realize this, but the human race may end up losing an awful lot of the of their numbers if we decide to proceed with a physical attack against Damascus. So this is not a minor thing. It's a major problem, and it's something that people should really realize how serious and dangerous it is. So I'm hoping that we'll see some common sense here rather than the foolishness we've seen so far, and that, in fact, we'll have a reality check to say that this is insane, it's not reasonable, and we need to proceed with finally settling the fact that we're not going to do regime change to Bashar al-Assad. We need to have some kind of arrangement so we can prevent Russia from hacking into our power grid and other things, and at the same time deal with trade so Russia can expand its economy. We need to deal with a fair trade system with China so they can't steal our intellectual property. We can get a dramatic reduction in the in trade imbalance that's happening. I heard that this quarter they've already had a down regulation. So this is the way to collaborate. You know, if we realize 11 years from now, in the spring of 2029, we have a Apophis coming, which is a strange name for it because it's called the Destroyer. This asteroid is three times the size of the asteroid that destroyed the dinosaurs 65 million years ago, and it has a 1% chance of striking the Earth or its debris field. That's pretty serious, and we have to understand that collaboration on global issues such as global and astral climate, global issues such as ice ages and other major dangers, the destruction of the benthic layer of the oceans with pollutions, and the destruction of the upper atmosphere with radio toxins from Fukushima and spent nuclear fuel, basically nuclear reactors releasing radio toxins to destroy the ozone layer, is very serious. And it's not a carbon credit issue where we have to cut down our SUVs. We have to reheal the benthic layer of the oceans with new genetically engineered phytoplankton that can re-energize and raise the oxygen concentration from 19% back to 21% that it was 20 years ago. But nobody's saying this except for me. And I was one of the charter members of Greenpeace 45 years ago, and I can tell you, I don't see scientific endeavor. I see political hoo-ha by people like Igor and his Earth in Balance kind of approach, which is a geopolitical approach to get control of the world. They want to use environmentalism to control the population of Earth and to vastly reduce it. It's so evil. And this march to war in the Middle East is at the same time the Genie Oil Company with Fox News, Murdoch, Dick Cheney, and other major pundits are actually out there trying to drill for oil on territory that's not theirs, that Israel occupied, because the territory was an vantage point for Hezbollah to shoot down missiles on the villages below in the northwest part of Israel. This is an illegal operation, and it needs to stop. And it's at the same time we're having the war drums, and Trump needs to be a little bit more measured. When he does tweets, it should be over really important things, not over the father of a son that gets disrespected by not getting a free ride back from China on Air Force One. He needs to also take action on things. He needs to fire Sessions and put a new attorney general so he can end Mueller's game. He needs to start delicensing media outlets that are actually trying to do a soft coup against the U.S. president. And if things like this happened, we'd eventually get some civility back to our government. We'd also have rationality in journalism, where the only voice that I see over at Fox that actually makes sense in fact on the entire media is Tucker Carlson on television, and other journalists are out there talking about these specifics. So you have to understand, literally, the globalists don't care if they kill 90% of the population at risk, because that's their goal. They don't care if there's a nuclear war, because they have underground Willy Wonka chocolate factory tickets to go underground for a period of time until the war is over. Believe it or not, if you think that this is not this evil, you're really not paying attention to the fact that we're led by the Druidic Council of 13 and the Pindar and Satan himself, who wants to destroy most of the human race and separate them not only physically by destroying their bodies, but severing them spiritually from the Most High God. The Christian Church is lost in space. We talked about that yesterday with Pastor Butch Paugh. It's not calling Trump to task to not only stop the funding of Planned Parenthood that he promised, but he didn't with the omnibus budget. He could walk that money back and make sure not a cent of our Christian money goes to pay for the killing of a third of a million children this year in abortuaries across America at Planned Parenthood. Things need to start happening, and Trump, you need to start having more measured action, and rather than being led by people around you that are fools, like Nikki Haley over at the United Nations. This woman needs to be fired. She is too much thinking, believing her own narrative, that when she says something, it's the truth, and she says it so abruptly, and she's a firecracker. She's nuts. We also see that with most of the other media. In fact, those that walk lockstep like Hannity. Hannity needs to start getting a little more common sense. Not trying to think that he can just side on whatever Trump wants to do. If Trump's doing something wrong, point it out. Help him to make a good decision. That's what we're trying to do. Even in negotiating with North Korea, if he doesn't hold out, they're not going to have a war crimes tribunal. He's going to feed the people and bring in factories to start retraining them. If you don't try to show some degree of compassion, you're never going to get a deal that will actually hold. And if North Korea does fire off a weapon, it will start a nuclear war. In fact, it's likely that North Korea could start the war as a war between Iran and Syria. And I really think that we need to start being much more realistic about the fact that Donald Trump is a man. He's a high-level Royal Archmason. He's not yet a Christian. He's, if you want to call it, a baby Christian, which means he's not yet there. We need to pray for him that he actually doesn't turn into the beast, because the powers that be would love him to do the wrong thing, start a war, destroy his presidency, destroy America. And, of course, the cheering Democrats should be a good message to him that if the Democrats are on side with this stupid move, it's obviously not a good move. So I just can't believe that Trump overtly is saying that he's going to send his smart weapons in there. And then he doesn't even get on the phone with Putin and have a discussion or talk about it afterward that, hey, we worked it out. Russia is trying to prevent these fools like these white hats, actually in Doma, pretending that there's a chemical attack. And then you see these videos, and I'm a hazmat expert. I can tell you there's no way these people are actually hazmated. They didn't have proper respiratory fit masks, gloves, all the other material to make sure they didn't get touched by chemical weapons. If they had sarin or VX nerve gas, any of these chemicals, just a drop on your skin will kill you. So this idea that they're running around with inhalers to little children, this is sickening. This is absolutely not true. And where are all these civilians besides that? We're talking about not children, but adults dead. If they said this is an effect, what the report I have, and you see it here from Joel Skousen's report, that a bunch of these white hats actually rushed into a Doma hospital and tried to run around saying that there were chemical attacks, and they're trying to make up a story, and they took videotape. This is the same foolishness that happened a year ago, and they're proving that they're actually falsely setting up a narrative that Bashar al-Assad did this. Bashar al-Assad is an eye doctor with a British wife. He has no need at the end of his victory over ISIS, which we basically through our functionaries, tried to help some of these rebel groups fighting against Bashar al-Assad, but we're supposedly at the same time trying to get rid of ISIS. So is Bashar al-Assad. He looks on ISIS as a terror for the Islamic State, but all these other groups that we supported, including the White Hats that we supported, were there trying to tear down the regime. Smarten up, Trump. You'll either talk to us now and listen to us now, or you'll listen to us at the judgment seat. So when we come back in hour number two, we're going to have Gary Richard Arnold, and you need to listen, Mr. Trump. On the day of judgment, you won't be a president, but you will be a man in judgment. If you do the right thing, we'll praise you, we'll bless you, we'll make you the best president ever. If you do the wrong thing, you're going to have the death of millions of Americans and people around the world. Don't do it. Don't do it. Stand back, listen to General Mattis, make sure there's good evidence before you proceed, and do a measured treatment of this issue, or you will go down and destroy your presidency. Listen up now, or suffer later.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.